Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Clay and Chris Paul.
No. They did not. In hindsight, they did not. At the time, I didn't think it was that crazy. They were battling for a play-in. The fan base wanted them to, you know, stamp. Like, the fan base still believed with Steph. Yes. Now, the front office should be different from the fan base. They should not be listening to the fan base, saying like that. Mike Dunleavy, in his first full season, that was a tricky scenario.
Yeah.
That's a legend in Klay Thompson. 100%. There's a lot of hard feelings, and clearly there's still hard feelings in regards to Joe Lacob and part of that with Klay Thompson, all of that. The Chris Paul one for me, though, like that's
you didn't owe him anything.
You didn't owe him anything. It's Chris Paul.
I know.
Like, that's the blip that we're going to look back and say, wow, Chris Paul was a Warrior. That was weird.
Yeah, like for Jordan Poole.
For Jordan Poole. And by the way, Jordan Poole's not looking bad.
I'd take back Jordan Poole in a heartbeat. So I guess what I'm saying is that Miami has a decision to make.
They do.
And if they decide to play super hardball with Jimmy, that might affect whatever likely sign-and-trade scenarios they have in the offseason.
True. I don't view Miami the same, though, because I view Miami, and maybe Pat Riley does, I don't know how many more years he's going to be doing that, Miami's always going to be a destination for a free agent. And that's the difference between Miami and Golden State.
They've got tax advantages. Yep. They've got lifestyle advantages, nightlife advantages.
Correct.
Things that I will not argue. They are, no doubt, those things will always be baked into South Florida.
Yep.
The thing that makes this interesting is that, like, I just don't see Jimmy Butler being that much of a difference maker when you're surrendering Andrew Wiggins. And I know that they need to play defense, especially down low. I understand all that. If you could find a way to keep Andrew Wiggins, and it's Draymond Green, I know a lot of people aren't going to agree with me on that, and that's fine. I'm saying sayonara to Draymond. I got to keep Andrew Wiggins.
888-957-9570. If the Golden State Warriors were to make a trade for Jimmy Butler, it's all hypothetical, of course, would you rather move on from Andrew Wiggins or Draymond Green? Jan in Mountain View wants to join in the conversation. And before we get to Jan, you are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Spadoni and Ferbonte alongside Joe Shasky. It's the Morning Roast, and we have Jan in Mountain View joining us. Hey, Jan.
Good morning. I've been thinking about this all morning, and ever since it was brought up yesterday by Shams about where Butler wants to, you know, he'd like to, you know, he wants to get out of Miami, and he's looking at Golden State. I forget the other team, but
Houston, I'm
confounded. Draymond doesn't belong on this team. They made a big mistake when they traded Jordan Poole. Number one. Number two is that, I'm all about keeping Steph and doing whatever they want for him, but you need to realize, too, that we're cap-strapped, and he's going to be making $60 million, I believe, coming up in the next year. And I don't think, you know, there's a trade out there or anything that's going to get this team better. And if Steph is wanting a fifth ring, I almost think that they need to, you know, let him go to wherever team he wants to go to get a fifth ring, because I don't think as long as he's in Golden State, he's going to make it here. And I don't care. There's no trade out there. They're not going to get Giannis. They're not going to get that big number one player that we did back when we had Durant. And like an earlier caller said, they should have kept Durant and gotten rid of Draymond. I just, you know, don't think there's anything out there. And if Steph wants that fifth ring, then he's going to have to go to another team. That's all I have to say.
Jan, you made a lot of great points. And the one that I keep coming back to, and I know people don't want to hear this, you're not entitled to win a championship 1,000 times just because you have a great player, right? Like, they won it 4 times. It was incredible. They'll be lucky to get back to a Western Conference final with Steph Curry. Lucky. Okay, maybe something happens. Maybe they get more lucky than that. That doesn't mean that the Warriors' ownership is inept or that the front office is terrible at what they do. It's really hard to assemble a team around a player making $60 million a year who's almost 37 years old.
I agree. That's a very nuanced take. That is a very rational take. Fans are not nuanced. Fans are not rational. It's when, if you win a championship, that's great. If you didn't, the season was a failure. It's championship or bust now, whether you're a fan of a team or a fan of the player. Started with LeBron, the LeBron fans. Everything was about winning, winning, winning. You got to win championships. Kobe, you got to win championships. Michael Jordan, I think, probably started the whole thing because he went 6-0. Never lost a championship, so everyone's being compared to that. You got to win championships. Tom Brady, at the end of the day, it was about winning championships. Patrick Mahomes now, it's about winning championships. And if they don't win, those teams don't win, their season is a failure. I do think a lot of Warriors fans feel like Stephen Curry and this team has won so much, they should be looked at and viewed like those Tom Brady Patriots teams, like the Chiefs, like the Lakers always get put to. If the Lakers don't win a championship or compete for one, their season was a failure. I think fans think that they are like those other franchises or other fan bases.
But here's the difference in LeBron sucked up all the resources, almost like a sci-fi movie, going from planet to planet. Like, just taking all the resources, all the draft capital,
Galactus,
all the players, yeah, all of them. And then once he zapped all the resources, oh, it's time for me to leave. And he only has one more ring than Steph. Or, excuse me, the same amount of rings as Steph. He has the same amount of rings as Steph, right? So, I don't know. It's just, then going to NFL, Tom Brady. Tom Brady didn't throw a hissy fit because they wanted to move off of Wes Welker. You know what he did? He trusted that Belichick could find him the Edelman and the Gronks and the guys like that. He didn't lose his mind when they moved off of Randy Moss. And I'm not saying Curry is losing his mind that they're moving off of Draymond Green, but in the words of the Rolling Stones, you can't always get what you want, all right? And you have to make tough choices.
But if you try sometimes, you might find get what you need.
Well, right now you signed up for Draymond Green, and this is what you're getting. Like, it's very difficult to move these salaries, and so if you want to play alongside Draymond Green, your options to acquire someone else are very, very limited. We only have so many resources.
888-957-9570 is the number to call or text the Comcast Biz text line. You can also hit us up on Twitch, Twitter, or YouTube, all powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Steve Kerr on the morale of the team after the team's 115-113 loss yesterday to the Los Angeles Lakers.
Everybody's disappointed. We've lost some confidence. You can feel it. You know, we had a great vibe early in the season, and we're going through it right now. But I love our guys, high character guys. They care. They care about the game. They care about each other. I believe in them. I believe we're going to get this thing turned around. You know, this is all part of it. It's part of the season, part of life. You hit these ebbs, and you know, you feel like everything's tough, everything's difficult, and you got to feel the flow. You got to feel the confidence, and we'll keep plugging away, and we'll get there.
They'll keep plugging away and they'll get there, Joe Shasky. Do you believe that?
Yeah, they're going to try, of course. But
they're going to try. I'm saying, are they going to succeed in what Steve Kerr is trying to do? Seems like after the first 10 games
of the season.
Yeah, right. Thank you, Papa John.
Can I ask you this, though? You're a longtime watcher of the Lakers, obviously.
I am. I watch all teams, but I've watched the Lakers, sure.
When they traded for Dwight Howard and Steve Nash.
Yes.
Okay. What were your thoughts on that?
Howard was a what? Was he a trade or was he a signing?
I thought it was like a sign and trade.
Let me see.
I could be wrong.
Let me see. Let's go back. Keep going.
The point that I'm going at is that were Laker fans making this big, like, you're not doing enough to build around Kobe?
A little bit, yes. But like after the Dwight Howard thing, what changed there was the Knicks from the league with Chris Paul.
With the Chris Paul.
That was the one that really kind of pissed Lakers fans off because they felt like that could have, what's the word I'm looking for? Sustained or elongated, I should say, the run of a Kobe okay. Bryant. Yes. Okay. So I think that's what fans are with the Warriors. Similar, a little bit, yes. Is that where you're going?
Well, I look at it like Kobe was in the finals, what, seven times, eight times?
I think it was eight times.
Lost to the Pistons, lost to the Celtics,
lost to, is that it?
Was it seven then?
Yeah.
This is off the top of my head. My computer doesn't work. I can't Google anything.
That's five championships. Yes.
I mean, that's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Curry's been to...
Three-peated once in there, too, yeah.
Curry's been to six finals, won four of them. It's pretty incredible. So this argument that like ownership has let him down, and like I have a hard time thinking that. Like, if you made one or two finals, maybe even just three, and you only won one, like, all right, I'll listen to that. They did go to six. Sometimes it's just cyclical.
Yeah.
And it's just hard.
But we want to win, Joe Shasky, as fans. We just want, and I get it, Stephen Curry is the most beloved figure. We're talking about beloved figures in the Bay, and obviously RIP to Ricky Henderson, one of the great players, if not one of the top five, top four greatest players in the history of the Bay Area sports, and maybe top five, top ten ever in the history of Major League Baseball. We're talking about Stephen Curry being the most beloved Bay Area athlete. People love this guy, and they want to see him win so damn bad. They're willing to do whatever it freaking takes. And they just see a big, shiny name. They say Jimmy Butler. That's what it'll take. Hey, you put two great players together, it's going to work. I just, and to your point, I think that model is just so flawed now. We've just seen it. We're seeing with Phoenix right now. Like, we saw a Phoenix. We saw the Lakers. Like, the Anthony Davis trade is the last trade that actually worked for the team that acquired the star.
Yeah.
That won a title.
That's a good point.
Like, that's the last time these things have worked. Did it work with the Clippers? Hell no.
No.
Failed in a horrible fashion. The Brooklyn Nets, failures, right? You just look at these teams left and right that try to make these big-time trades. The Brooklyn Nets, failures, right? Like, it's just not as simple as trading for a star and plugging and playing, and it's all going to work out. It's just not.
I know everyone wants to open up their Christmas present and think that they're going to have a championship, and there's a quick fix. The quick fix is not quick. It's slow, and it's kind of painful. I gotta lose a bunch of these games down the stretch with a guy like Kuminga, for example, so that he learns from his mistakes. And so a year from now, he's better off for it. Looking back on the last couple of years, I think that there's a lot of regret that they didn't play him as much down the stretch. And now you're seeing some of the growth issues pop their head up.
We got a break here. We got full phone lines. We're going to get to on the other side. 888-957-9570. Reliving that Dwight Howard Lakers trade. It was a four-team trade. And
so it was a signed trade.
It was a signed. It was yeah. A bunch of
it was
12 years ago. God, time just flies. It's scary. Philadelphia 76ers, they got Andrew Bynum and Jason Richardson.
Bynum was nice, though.
Denver Nuggets received Andre Iguodala.
Really?
Los Angeles Lakers got Dwight Howard. The Orlando Magic received Al Harrington. Aaron Aflalo.
Mo Harkless.
Nikola Vucevic, who some Warriors fans want him right now.
Dude, that's the kind of move I would take right now.
When's the last time there was a four-team trade in the NBA? Was that the last one?
Wasn't the Buddy Hield one a four-team trade with Clay?
The real one. That one doesn't count.
That was a real one.
That one seems so fake with second-round picks and left and right.
Those have
big names in it. Bynum, Iguodala, Dwight Howard.
Aaron Aflalo. You say Aaron Aflalo, I think round of 32. I don't know why.
That's a good point.
Right?
We got a break here. 888-957-9570. We're going to get to the phone lines. Trevor, Bob, two Bobs, Ron, and Kurt. We'll get to all of you at Spadoni and Shasky. It's the Morning Roast, and this segment is sponsored by Safeway.
I love the NFL, but Christmas is our day.
What up? This is Big Pump from South City. You are now listening to the Morning Motherfucking Roast with my boys Bonte and Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
Hope you had a great Christmas, Big Pun. Hope you're doing well, buddy. Spadoni in for Bonte Hill alongside Joe Shasky. We got one segment to go. We got full phone lines, Joey. And don't miss the kickoff show next Monday with Willard and Dibs live 2 hours before the start of the game. Join us at the Hilton Santa Clara for delicious food, great drinks, and the best pregame show in the Bay Area, presented by Habas Law. You've been wronged. Habas Law will fight to make it right. Call 1-800-INJURED or visit HabasLaw.com. And also be sure to download that Odyssey app. It is free, and they got thousands of other stations on there and millions of podcasts. Again, free sports talk, music, news, and great podcasts like Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys are all available. New pod coming out soon?
Garlic Fries
and Baseball Guys?
Oh, yeah.
Is the hot stove hot right now?
Well, I mean, Corbin Burns, you know.
Where's he going?
Well, Scott Boras trying to squeeze the Giants for an extra $20
million. Oh, they're trying to squeeze the Giants.
100%.
Is there any other player in the
No, I guarantee you, Corbin's coming to the Giants.
Whoa. Oh, you got to lock that in then. Where's my... There it is. Got to lock that in.
Stone cold lead pipe lock.
There you go. Speaking of locks, is Draymond Green or Andrew Wiggins a lock to be on this roster come NBA trade deadline? Now, we're a little ways away, but the report yesterday from Shams Charania of ESPN saying that Jimmy Butler, he wants to leave Miami, and the Warriors are a destination.
He's the only person on the planet who wants to leave Miami for San Francisco.
Facts.
I love my city.
Houston also in San Francisco. Houston also in there. So it's either or. I actually think it'd be a great fit for Houston, to be honest. And I know
him and Dylan Brooks gonna play nice.
Well, that's his hometown, right? Like Houston, like isn't that his thing?
Is
his
home?
I think so. But anyways, this is a younger team. I think it'd be like I could see that happening, but. If you're the Warriors and you're a Warriors fan right now, and you have the option of getting Jimmy Gutler, that's if he enjoys the Fat Tuesday a little bit too much, Jimmy Gutler. But if you have the opportunity to get him, but you have to part with either Draymond Green or Andrew Wiggins, which one are you saying adios to? 888-957-9570. Joe Shasky, I think you said it best. I think you were saying, hey, at this point, if I lose Andrew Wiggins, we're getting blown out yesterday. If I lose Draymond Green yesterday, I don't know. We're still in it.
Well, can we acknowledge this? Both players are extremely important to the Warriors currently.
Yes.
But if you're banking on health and...
Both are flawed as well in 100%. Their own ways. Yes.
They both make the same amount of money. One guy's younger than the other. Has, you know, some abilities offensively that I think offset the deficiencies that he might have because he can shoot and he can attack the rim. Would I want him to be more aggressive? Absolutely, in Andrew Wiggins. But I think what he brings to the table in terms of the perimeter defense is so important for this team. Not that Draymond isn't. I'm keeping Andrew Wiggins, and Dre would be the one I'm trading.
888-957-9570. Trevor in River Park. Where's River Park at?
Hey, Trev.
He wants to join in the conversation around Jimmy Butler. What's going on, man? You're all Spadoni and Shasky.
What's up, guys? It's Rohnert Park.
Rohnert Park. That makes more sense.
Way
I know where that is.
Yeah.
What
way
you got,
more sense.
Yeah. So, listen, guys. A couple of things I want to talk about and echo kind of what you were saying, Joe, as well. There isn't really a good move. So if you look at the other teams around the league when the Warriors were really at the top of their game, how many teams tried to put together all-stars to try and go against the Warriors and beat them? They couldn't do it. So you can't just put together a single piece or even a couple pieces and expect to be championship ready. It just isn't going to work like that for the Warriors. So I think fans do need to be patient. This year may not be the year. And if you think Steph Curry's last year is this year, yeah, you can panic. But it's not. He's got two or three more years left. You have time to not get too – you have time to be patient, not to panic. And when you look at a player like Jimmy Butler, you have to ask if he actually fits on the team. Yeah, he's a great player, and he's still got stuff left in the tank. And he's really great in playoffs. You see him show up. He helped the Heat get through. And I think he could do that again. But can he do that again for the Warriors? Is that what the Warriors need? If you take a look at the threat in the low in the paint, I mean, I've never been one to talk about centers that much, but the Warriors need a center more than anything else because yes. The reason why Steph Curry can't shoot the ball is because he's getting double, triple covered, and he doesn't have that other guy on the perimeter because there's no threat to the center of the court. And that's why teams are daring other players not named Steph Curry to either shoot the ball or do whatever they're going to do, but they can't get in there and penetrate. Sometimes you see that with, you know, Looney, or TJD or whoever it is that's got an opportunity to maybe go and take the ball to the hoop, but we don't have height. We don't have power and quickness at that center position. So that's what we need. And if you can't get that, then just be patient because at the end of the day, going and getting Jimmy Butler isn't going to make the team that much better. It's not going to. You just have to ask that question. Does it make you a championship team or not? No.
Thank you, Trevor.
Totally agree. Vucevic is the guy I want. I'll take him in a heartbeat. They just need some toughness. They need some ruggedness.
You think Vucevic is a tough guy? He's a big guy. He shoots threes.
He's tougher than what they have.
Okay. All right. No, but that wouldn't cost you an arm and a leg.
They don't have a lot of girthy dudes. I'm talking about like wide guys. Like, and do I think he's some like enforcer?
Girth is important.
No, Joe, he's not some like, let me just hammer home a dunk in your face and then push you to the ground. No, that's not what I mean. That's just, they got a bunch of skinny guys.
Yeah. No, it's true. And even the guys yesterday that they were lined up against, Austin Reeves, he's not the biggest guy, but he's got height. Max Crispy, not the biggest guy. He's got height. Dalton Connect, height, length. And to combat that, yeah, you need some strong guys, right? Like,
Dalton Connect's nice, dude.
He is. No, he's actually been struggling a little bit as of late. That was probably his better game in the last few weeks. He started off really hot, obviously.
He's nice.
But he's, for a rookie, he's been more than you can ask for. And being a key contributor when your best player in Anthony Davis leaves the game. I know a lot of people look at LeBron James. Oh, he's their best player. No, Anthony Davis has been playing like an MVP for the most part of this year. He's their best player. Bob is in San Jose.
Hey, Bob.
He disagrees with these takes. What's going on, Bob?
Their opinions.
Bobby? Robert?
Hello, it's Austin. This is Austin, by the way.
Oh, Austin in San Jose.
Oh, okay.
We had two Bobs on the line, and I thought that was a little suspicious. So we got Austin in San Jose. Yeah. You're a regular. What's going on, Austin? Hey, what do you disagree with?
Happy holidays. I don't get to talk to Shasky very much, but happy holidays, Shasky. Listen, I disagree a little bit, guys. One, I don't blame the players for what we don't have on the roster. I think Shasky said earlier that keeping Draymond and, Steph wanting the guy Draymond around and all this kind of stuff. Yeah, that might be true, but the front office is there for a reason. And Dunleavy, you know, his job is to get players that, number one, can keep us relevant. And how he does it is not the fans' problem. The other thing I would say is I also don't like this notion that the fans should worry about the salary and all that. Listen, I care about the product. And the ticket prices are going to be the same price as whether they have a good team out there or not. So I don't worry about Joe Lacob's money. I'm one of those guys. I show up and pay my money. I want to see a good product. And right now, they don't have a good product.
I agree with that. I'll let you finish. But you also understand, unlike the NFL and Major League Baseball, the rules in engagement and the rules of engagement in terms of making trades, money is the like number one factor. You have to line up all the money. So that's why money is a big talking point. It's boring. Trust me, I get it. But you have to match up the money to make any kind of trade in the NBA.
Well, listen, I understand the money. I'm in business. I'm just saying that the reality is that fans don't control it. We have guys in the front office that get paid a lot of money. Give me a product, Shasky, that I want to go spend my hard money on. And let me finish with the whole notion of Butler. I'm not crazy about Jimmy Butler. He wouldn't be my first choice, but I can tell you right now, in terms of a product, selling tickets, keeping fans' interest, having the rest of the NBA fear the Warriors, right now nobody fears the Warriors, guys. If the chef's off the court, the Warriors might as well be the Wizards or something. I mean, I'm sorry, but the talent on this team, as you guys have been alluding to, is deficient. So if you get a guy like Jimmy Butler, you may not like the fit. The salary might be a little bit crazy. But in the short term, man, that's the way to go. That's the NBA, man. It's an entertainment product, guys. Don't
but
forget
who's
that.
Playing along? Okay. So, but let's play that out then. So you got Jimmy Butler and you got Curry, and then who else is on the floor?
Well, I mean, that's part of what the front office gets paid to do, guys. I mean, they can you can always get players, guys. Don't tell me there's not players out there. You can always get players. That's what they get paid to do.
They thought Schroeder was a player, and he's stunk for the Warriors, too.
Well, you're also going to have a lot of guys like GP2 then playing alongside of him. And then you're going to come back to these same conversations where we're like, dude, it's Jimmy and Curry and then GP2 and Looney? What are we doing?
The notion that you can just find players to find them is just the most laughable thing I've ever heard in my life. Like, you don't just find some of these players. Like, look at the Boston Celtics. They just found these players. Yeah, they just found Peyton Pritchard. No, they drafted him.
Yeah.
Jaylen Brown, they drafted him.
Well, they made a great trade for Holiday.
Yeah, they drafted him. They made a great trade for because they were a Holiday piece away.
Yeah, exactly.
This Warriors team is not a Jimmy Butler piece away.
No.
Oh, you'll just find some other player. Like, no, it's hard to find good players. Yeah, you can find scrubs. That's easy. I can go out there and go to my local hospital and find some scrubs on the shelves. Awesome. But that's not – the Warriors right now are in a very tricky situation, and I think fans are having a hard time. They don't know what to do with themselves. On one hand, they would like to be like you, Shasky, I think, and just have that mindset. It's like, you know what? We're building something with these younger guys.
We're trying.
The mindset heading into this season was never championship.
No.
So I don't know why we're all of a sudden panicking for Jimmy Butler. The mindset heading into this season was development. Maybe we can around in the playoffs.
Yeah, get to the sixth seed, yes.
And then you know what? Steph's still playing well. We'll see what happens after this year, and then maybe we can make a big trade.
But
a free agent will come here.
I think that's a great calibration. To Austin's point, I do want to give him credit on this. I do agree with him. When these teams, and it's not just the Warriors, but when these teams charge the prices that they do, you are, and you say, hey, we're going to be in the championship mix, like as an ownership group. And I don't know what's being told to season ticket holders in these different season ticket holder rallies and things like that when they have those things. But like, for example, the Niners, I'm a season ticket holder for the Niners. They raise their prices across the board. We didn't make the playoffs, you know? So like, I do understand Austin's point of like, hey, like, I'm helping foot the bill. You said you were going to be a team of significance, and you're charging me more, and it actually the fun I'm having is significantly less. That I can't argue. But I will say that, like, that's also part of pro sports. You buy a ticket, you don't know who's going to play. Sometimes your team is the 2010 San Francisco Giants, and they come out of nowhere. Sometimes they're the 2014 49ers, and they disappoint you. You know, like, That's kind of the roll of the dice when it comes to entertainment. Sometimes I buy a ticket to a comedy show and the guy bombs.
Yep.
Sometimes I buy a ticket to go see Gladiator 2 and my wife doesn't think it's any good.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
I thought it was solid.
I'm just using this as an excuse.
It was solid. It wasn't as good as Gladiator 1. I think Goo thought it was better. But
I'm going to watch it tonight. It's on Apple Plus. You can buy it.
Oh, already?
Like $20 or whatever.
I know. They're doing that so much faster now. Movie was just in the theaters. But you
just take my 20. I don't want to leave. Just take my 20.
I'll wait for it to come out on HBO Max or whatever it comes out on. It's not for free, but I'm streaming.
Can you watch Skeleton Crew for me?
Sure.
Yeah, get in on that. You'll like it.
All right. I like Jude Law. He's an underrated actor, I think.
Yeah.
He played a good young Dumbledore, too.
I do love him. But his point about the money, like, in terms of watchability and the finances, all that, I will never diminish that. That when people pour their heart and souls, and a lot of people don't have the expendable income, but they choose to prioritize the Warriors, the Giants, the Niners, whatever the team is that they love. I get you want a little payoff. I get that. I do. I truly do get that. And I don't have a rebuttal for that argument.
Bob is in Clayton. He wants to join in the conversation. What's going on, Bob? And I hope that's your real name.
Yes, it is. I got to make it quick. My wife's going to kill me. I'm late.
And me both.
Gotta be quick.
As far as trading, who you would trade, Wiggins or Green? My question is, what team would want Green?
That's a great question.
I don't think you can get enough for him.
It would be like a salary dump. And thanks, Bob. We don't want you to get in trouble with your missus, and we appreciate you hanging on there. What team would want Draymond Green?
Only the Warriors. It feels like.
I think a team like you saw yesterday. I think the team like the Lakers would like Draymond Green.
Really?
But not for the price that the Warriors would want in return. Like, I'm not giving up
LeBron for sure.
I'm not giving up Austin Reeves for Draymond Green, for example. I'm not giving
Listen up. Listen to that sentence. Yeah. But it's funny that you say that, because I think if I polled 100 Warrior fans and I said Austin Reeves for Draymond straight up, why are you laughing? Why are you laughing behind the glass?
I said the same team that wants pods.
The same team that wants pods.
But that's a good joke. But like, if I said to Warrior fans, 100 random Warrior fans, Austin Reeves for Draymond Green, who says no? 90% of those people would probably say, oh, of course the Warriors say no.
Really? After the game he had last, he had a triple-double last
Warrior
night.
Warrior fans still think it's 2016.
Austin Reeves, and Coach Kerr is actually, he's coached Austin Reeves. In
I like
FIBA.
Austin Reeves.
Steve loves him, some Austin Reeves. I think he would love to have him on this
Who would
game.
Say no to that?
That's what I'm thinking.
Are you serious?
I mean, beside nostalgia, I mean, some sick Warriors fan with nostalgia.
A lot of Warrior fans think that you're just looking at the box score, Carter. He brings more to the table. Like when he double DDT someone at the free throw line and tries to draw a technical out of them.
On Green. This was odd.
Oh, well, I don't think, okay, first of all, they're not allowed to lock arms. And they didn't lock arms. And then Draymond pulls the phone down.
I love that Richard Jefferson on the call for ESPN there yesterday is just like all of us watching it, just laughing.
What is he doing?
Everything. Richard Jefferson was feeling himself on the broadcast yesterday. Mike Breen called him out. He did a little wink in the camera, and Mike Breen was like, "Why are you winking? You're on live television." He's like, "Oh, I'm just, you know, saying it." I'm like, no, he's definitely winking at someone in the crowd for sure.
When I hear the name Richard Jefferson, I get triggered. Oh, just hearing the
Warriors
name.
Legend.
Warriors legend.
Yeah, when he missed the two free throws, when he should have dunked that ball against the Spurs, game one and game two. Don't even start me. And then killed us against the Cavs. Just, he's the worst. You can't tell me that guy wasn't on some Balco for that series.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you cannot tell me.
We're going back to the Balco. Ron in Vegas. What's going
What's
on,
up,
Ronnie?
Ron?
How you doing, man?
Richard Jefferson.
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call. So I'm just going to rant, okay?
Rant.
I don't think the Warriors should trade any player until they fire Douglas Kerr. I will never call him Steve until he gets fired. He needs to go. He's the main reason why the Warriors haven't developed a young player. He never empowered any young player not named Pods, which tells you how bad his eye is for talent. It's the main reason why he failed as a GM in Phoenix. Pods' leash was longer than Moody and JK combined. I'm still suffering from PTSD from the Anthony Lamb minutes. He needs to start Wiggins at the two. Sam Mitchell, his former coach in Minnesota, said he could play the two. And everyone wants to see him start Steph, Wiggs, JK, Dre, and TJD and stick with it. Any other coach would love to have two special and super athletic wing players in JK and Wiggs. But no, he even tried to gaslight everyone that Wiggs and JK can't play together. Douglas Kerr has this addiction with his three-guard lineup. His rotation sucks, can't adjust during the game because he doesn't have a feel for the game. How many times did we question him not playing the hot hand? Mike Jr. signed a power forward in Kyle Anderson, and Kerr is now benching him because his favorite power forward is GP2, who offers zero on offensive side of the ball.
GP2 is hurt right now.
But still, he's one of the favorites. He needs to limit minutes to players who does not contribute on the offensive side of the ball. He needs to bench Pods, GP2, limit Lunis minutes and Draymond's minutes and give some of it to Slomo.
Thank you, Ron. Yeah, Pods is coming off the bench right now, just for what it's worth. He doesn't really start.
Well, he had an agenda against Steve Kerr. He had notes and everything.
Where are you at with Steve Kerr, Joe Shassy? Because I feel like, and Evan Giddings, who's going to be joining Steiny here in about 23 minutes, filling in for Guru, he was doing the post game last night, Warriors wrap-up, and he said most of the callers were just crushing Steve Kerr.
That was their takeaway out of
that was their
game?
Takeaway. And they were mad at Evan because Evan had the audacity to say, I guess, that Jonathan Kuminga did not have a good game and was not good.
All right, who do you think is the best basketball coach of all time?
Phil Jackson.
Okay, fair. Red Auerbach, Phil Jackson, pick whoever you want.
There were Popovich, sure. I'm not mad at any of those.
Okay, yeah. Spoelstra, fine, whatever. All right, Chuck Daly. Pick whoever you want. How many wins does that guy have the last couple of years with this team?
Probably,
maybe a dozen more?
Maybe.
Let's say the last 3 years. Maybe?
Maybe.
Maybe? Okay. I mean, I don't know, man. I think we overrate coaches in the NBA. To me, it's more like holistically, communication-wise. These guys don't run a lot of sets. Like, that's not what the NBA is. It drives me nuts.
It'd be different, and not to cut you off, Joe, it'd be different if, like, it was an NFL coach where they have say as, like, they're, like, GM levels, too.
Absolutely.
So, like, Kyle Shanahan, there's Kyle Shanahan, the play caller, and Kyle Shanahan, the front office exec guy.
Who thinks that Ricky Pearsall is a first-round pick.
Correct. There's, like, you can get after him for that sort of stuff, too.
Belichick the GM, get in Belichick the coach.
Correct. Steve Kerr is not making those kind of decisions. Like, he has input, but not to the level of some of those other guys we just mentioned in their respective sports. So, you want to get mad at him with the X's and O's? He'll take blame for it. He joins us every week on Willard and Dibbs, courtesy of the River Islands guest line.
But
he's trying to find the solution here, and it's tough right now. I mean, we were all praising him and giving him his flowers early in the season when the rotations were working, and now they're not because there's injuries, there's other things. And I think you got to give him just as much as you praised him early on in the season. You got to cut him some leniency at this point because they don't know what they have.
Well, let's break this down. Okay, you were chasing the whole fourth quarter. And they did proper fouling and sequencing to get themselves in a position to where it's 8.9 seconds to go.
Also a different substitution pattern
Absolutely.
For Stephen Curry that
Absolutely.
He talked about after the game we can get to.
It's 113-110, 8.9. That's after two free throws. He calls a timeout. Ball gets moved up to half court. It's called sideline out of bounds. In basketball coaching terms, slob, right? Sideline out of bounds, okay? There's blobs, which is baseline out of bounds, and then there's slobs.
That was me yesterday on Christmas after the 50th gingerbread
cookie. I'm going X's and O's with you here. He has Draymond set a screen for a cutting Buddy Hield to the corner. He has Draymond then turn and pivot and set another screen for a cutting Dennis Schroeder, which creates a switch. And then Draymond goes and screens with the newly switched man, another guy who's guarding Steph Curry, which creates another switch, which opens up a wide open top of the key three for Steph Curry to bang on in and to take the lead. No one's talking about that this morning. That was a brilliant play, an absolutely brilliant play. They had no business even tying that game last night.
It was a double bang.
Wiggins has it. Looking. Curry gets free. Curry puts up a three. Bang! Bang! He ties the game with 6.3 remaining.
Mike Breen, ESPN.
It's about as clean of a look for a guy like Steph Curry in the final closing minutes you can ever get.
I think everyone watching that game, Warriors fans, Lakers fans, who didn't have a dog in the fight said, how was he so wide open?
And he knew
he was making that. He's wide open.
I'll tell you how. By an unbelievable design out of the side inbounds by Steve Kerr. Look, one play doesn't make you a great coach, but it's the totality of the last 10 years, everybody. And this is just one indication. Like, we can go crazy about everything. That should not have been a tie game. I'm sorry, it should not have been a tie game. They were chasing 5-7 the whole entire fourth quarter.
After that block on Wiggins, and it ended up tipping right back to Draymond. It was LeBron's block on Wiggins, and it tipped it right back to Draymond, who was very, very smart, as he is, very high IQ, tips it and shoves it right back into Schroeder, has the three, and then they're right back into this thing. If they just corral that rebound from LeBron's dunk, the game's over.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a wrap. It's over right there. So
players got to execute.
Correct.
I mean, come on.
Okay, that was actually, I don't know what Wiggins was thinking on that drive. There's like three different Lakers there too, and LeBron just, there's a lot we can be mad about. There's a lot of anxiety. There's a lot of, oh no, stuff. Just the appreciation I have for watching LeBron and Steph last night.
They're incredible.
It's just, they're insane, dude.
We're probably watching in most people's books, two of the top 10 players of all time.
Yes. Yes.
And we've gotten to see it, 90 times, they said?
And they were teammates just a couple months ago in Paris, which was insane.
And I'd love to team them up again.
Right. Kurt.
In a Warrior uniform.
Oh, okay. Kurt in Oakland. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, when I say that.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. These people that are disliking Kurt, they need to relax. They forget that the Warriors back in the 90s went through coaching carousel, and even the early 2000s after coaching carousel, and they were the laughing stock of the league for years. And, you know, we're going to have a little bit of a hiccup. It happens. The young players aren't developing as quickly. It's not always on the coaching staff. Players need to make plays. Pods gets more playing time because he tries to hustle and he rebounds. How many double digit rebounds has JK had for his entire career? I know Pods has more than him. There's also the one play in the Laker game when the ball gets tipped out and JK is trying to cherry pick rather than going for the loose ball. It ends up in Connect or Reeves' hands, and they shoot a three, and now they're up by six again. But he's more worried about offense. He had that great highlight reel dunk, ESPN number one, blah, blah, blah. And then what did he do? He barely did anything. You know, it's just, it happens. People need to relax. The Warriors were bad for so many years, and they're having a little hiccup. Now, I didn't expect them to win four championships in my lifetime. Shoot, I was just hoping they could make it to the playoffs in my lifetime. This is amazing. People need to relax. It's not Kerr's fault that players aren't making plays. It's not Kerr's fault that the youngsters haven't figured out the system or don't hustle the way he's wanting them to hustle. He gives them a leash. He tries to. But if they're making mistakes and all of a sudden you're down by three and then you're down by eight off of one little mistake, why are they in the game? Yeah, Draymond makes mistakes. He's definitely not perfect. But at least he helps out. Like the last play that you guys were talking about with the Steph Curry screen, you know, open three-pointer. Come on. JK's not going to do that. He's going to run to the rim and hope for the ball. You know, but people need to relax. I don't want Butler. He's going to be too expensive. Size matters, because then if we have one other screener to help free up Steph, that helps Draymond too. So it's like, it's a double-edged sword.
Thank you, Kurt.
Very cool.
They're now in Oakland. He's passionate. He's feeling it. I get it, man. Like, there's perspective. I don't fault fans for, like, being upset, though. I don't fault fans for, like, Austin and San Jose that wants, you know, go out and get the big fish because I'm paying for this. And, like, I get all different sides of it. I'm not trying to be the Steinian and, you know, I see both sides kind of a thing. There's great people on both sides. I'm not doing that, all right?
But, who are the best players in the league right now?
Shea Gilgeous-Alexander.
Okay, he's played in no finals.
Anthony Edwards, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown.
Okay, Jaylen Brown and Jason
Nikola
Tatum.
Nikola Jokic. How did I miss him?
I'm just saying they played in two finals.
Yeah.
Okay. Nikola Jokic has played in how many finals?
One finals and one.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Luka Doncic.
Okay. We could combine all of the great players in the top 10 right now, and Steph Curry has more finals appearances, it feels like, than all of the top 10 young players in the game combined. Now, granted, their careers have to play out.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to get to the finals.
Yes.
I know they're different sports. Tony Gwynn is one of the greatest players ever. He went to one World Series. You know, Bonds, one World Series. Like, it's really difficult getting that far.
The Warriors are now looking at a league that they used to dominate, and the league just turned it upside down because they were forced to become what the Warriors were.
Yes.
They have to play their style, and now they're doing it better than the Warriors, and they're younger, they're faster, they're more athletic. And that, it sucks. That's what happens. Like, the Warriors were the big bad man on campus. They were stealing the lunch money. They were shoving the nerds in the lockers, and the nerds took revenge. And this, we're seeing it right now. They're all came back. The Oklahoma City Thunder said, you know what? We're not going to compete with the Warriors here. We tried for a little bit.
Yeah.
KD left. And let's blow it all up. And we'll wait. We'll wait it out. And they waited it out, and they're looking like they're going to, you know, with their Chet Holmgren away from going back to going to the finals. Like, they did that. The Houston Rockets took a different approach at the time. They said, you know, we're going to go head-on against the Warriors. We think we could beat them with Mike D'Antoni, with James Harden, Chris Paul, Eric Gordon, all these. We think we could combat you guys. And they almost did it. They almost succeeded. How many missed threes in a row was it? 50 bajillion? Something ridiculous.
27.
Exactly. It might as well have been 50. Like, there's different ways of doing it. But now we're seeing the tail end of the Warriors dynasty. It's over. It's dwindling. It's done. If you ask Monty Poole of NBC Sports, he said the dynasty was over and that the last championship was a different iteration of the Warriors, kind of like when Kobe won differently from Shaq. It was a different iteration of it. It was like an interesting way to look at it. But this is the final kind of few seasons we got of Stephen Curry. And I don't fault fans for being frustrated that this is how it's going to look. It wasn't pretty for the end of Dirk. It wasn't pretty for the end of Kobe. It wasn't pretty for the end of Tim Duncan. It wasn't.
No.
And honestly, these Dubs teams are much better than those other teams I just mentioned at the end.
Yeah.
I mean, after Kawhi left, obviously, the Spurs were much, much worse. But it wasn't great for the end of the Kobe Lakers. It wasn't great for the end of the Dirk Mavericks. It sometimes it isn't.
Well, I remember a brittle, broken Charles Barkley trying to hop onto a Rockets team and win with them, and they were done. You know, like, so, it's not good. Not everyone gets the Michael Jordan storybook ending. That's why he's the unicorn.
And he didn't get the ending because he came back.
Well, you know what? I will defend because at 39 and 40, he was still a badass.
It was a direct-to-DVD sequel, Michael Jordan in Washington Wizards uniform. That's what I call it.
He was sick, though.
He was actually.
No, he was sick.
He was good still.
I know this sounds crazy. Like, go back. You can watch age 39 and 40-year-old Jordan. He still was that dude.
Yeah.
Just not the same dude, but not like.
And kind of like LeBron now. He's still that dude, just not the same dude.
100%. Yeah. 100%, dude. Like, look, what if I told you, like, honest to God.
What if I told you?
You get Jimmy Butler, you trade nothing. I still don't think that team is even close to favorites coming out of the West.
No, they'd be much better, though.
But I'm saying, think of the exercise I'm doing with you.
Yeah.
You can add Jimmy Butler and not subtract anything, and I still don't think you're a top three team in the West.
It'd be interesting to see. Real quick, before Fast Five, let's get to Rick out in San Ramon. What's going on, Ricky?
Hey, Rick.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to bring up the one guy that I think no one's talking about, get your opinion on it, is Nikola Vucevic. Yeah. Seems like a great fit. Would be an incredible add. He's basically a walking double-double. He can shoot the three. I think he worked great in the pick and roll with Dennis Schroeder. And he seems like he's pretty reasonable and really the only impactful guy we can get without trading Wiggins. He's only making about $20 million a year. He signed on for just next year as well, so he kind of fits our timeline. But just like to hear your thoughts on that.
I would love that, and I would trade Moody and GP2 yesterday with some picks.
Is that enough? I'm not sure. Where are the Bulls at? Are they even trying? Like, I know they've been linked to LaVine and then trading this guy like forever. Like, it's Zach LaVine. We want him. Warriors fans? I think he's been healthy, right? Zach LaVine, did he do anything for you, Joe Shasky?
No.
No?
I'm good off that.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good off that.
You good off Fast Five?
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
Real quick. Zach LaVine's numbers this season? Shooting 50% from the floor. 43% from beyond the arc. He's averaging 21 points, 4 boards, 4 assists. 29.
For Dennis Schroeder?
For anymore. For Pods?
Moody.
Moody?
It'd be a lot. I don't know.
I'm just saying.
I'm open-minded.
6'5"? He's 6'8" wingspan. He's not small.
What is the time between Christmas and New Year's Eve called?
It's a down period. But, like, not in a bad way, but it's just like it's a lull, kind of, right?
It is.
Yeah, I don't know what the name is for it.
You know what I think it is?
What?
The best video game week of the year.
Ooh, that's a good call.
It's usually wet. What? It's damp. You don't really want to go back out to the malls and return a bunch of stuff. It's the best video game week of the year. Look at Carter is nodding in agreement.
You guys don't know about games. You guys don't know. Unless you've been there.
What are you in? You in that CLB?
I've been in I'm not anymore. I'm a father of two, so I can't game like I used to. So if I can't go all out, I'm not going to. That's just the kind of person I am. kind of like me with working out. I'm either all in or I'm all out. All right. I used to game World of Warcraft back in high school.
Really?
I'm talking Burning Crusade. I'm talking Wrath of the Lich King. The amount of hours I logged on all those different characters, whether it was my gnome rogue, faction change to blood elf, whether
what
it was my
are you doing?
Whether it was my Tauren shaman, whether it was my night elf hunter, whether it was all of them, Carter, you guys don't know about gaming. And the amount of raids, the amount of dungeons I plundered, the Ice Crown Citadel. What do you guys know about the Ice Crown Citadel?
You must have been really fun in high school.
Oh, dude, I was pulling.
Pokemon cards.
I was pulling dungeons chests of loot is what I was getting.
Dragons cards.
That's right.
Honestly, though, I respect it.
Thanks.
I always think greatest whenever someone says World of Warcraft, I think of South Park. You know, the fat, heavyset old guy who kills everybody. And he's like
very similar.
At the desk.
Yeah.
It's so good.
So like, good.
Who is this person with no life that's destroying everyone? He's incredible.
How
game.
Do you kill that which has no life?
We will stay in the forest and kill boars.
Yeah, we're going to stay in the forest and kill boars. Carter, what do you got?
I think that everyone is looking at the wrong Cam from the Brooklyn Nets. I think we should be taking a look at Cam Thomas.
I'm not
Cam Johnson.
Not mad at that.
I think that the Warriors need a bona fide scorer. And Cam Thomas is 23. Cam Johnson's 28. With whatever the rebuild to come is, he can be part of it. Still on a rookie contract. Obviously, this year that ends. But get us Vucevic. Get us Cam Thomas.
From one Cam to another, Cam Williams in the back.
I'll say this. Friday After Next is a top 5 Christmas movie. That's my hot take right there.
Whoa.
Friday After Next?
Yes.
Is a Christmas, is a top 5 Christmas movie?
Yes.
Wow. I haven't seen that movie in so long, I even forgot it was a Christmas movie. So there you go.
There's a Don Cisco song, guy grew up in my neighborhood. Dun, 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 Mamacita. Him and Corrupt and Corrupt's brother. Look at Cam's not, he's going, he knows. Mama, mama, sita, my sexy señorita. Tell you, Don Cisco.
Can you mark that,
Frisco
please?
Mac?
510. Wow, is what up? World of Warcraft. For those in the know, 510 again. Another one. Leroy Jenkins. 707. Preach, baby. Preach, baby.
Jenkins.
Wow for life. Different 510. Wow was the bleep. I loved it. Midnight raids. Oh, what a time. Leroy Jenkins.
What's a midnight raid?
Well, there's just raids. You go to different dungeons. So there's a raid would be either a 10-man or a 25-man. And you would all get together, your different characters, so one person for one account, right?
Uh-huh.
So you get 10 people together.
Uh-huh.
You're either typing in the group chat, or you're on Vent, or you're on TeamSpeak.
Okay. So this is Xbox?
No, this is a console.
Oh.
Not a console, a computer.
PC.
So, PC, thank you.
Yeah.
So yeah, you got to all get together.
I didn't know.
So you would do a raid.
I missed out on the World of Warcraft.
Yeah, you'd do a raid. And you'd do dungeons and stuff like that, and you'd kill bosses, and there'd be different strategies, different strats. You'd have your different mods downloaded. You'd have all different stuff. It was very fun. But you cannot the amount of time you'd have to dedicate to be good at that game.
Oh, no doubt.
Like, I couldn't do it with two kids now. Like, you just can't. Yeah. High school, I could. I didn't have a life.
See, like, that's why I love Madden. So, like, all these, like, My nephew's 12, 13, 14. He's like, oh, I'll smoke you, man. I'm just like, talk. I've been playing this game longer than you've been alive. And I destroy them. I'm up 21-0. I pick the weakest teams. User picks. Oh, I'm just talking mad smack. Dancing the whole way. Dude, nothing is more satisfying than skunking one of your 12-year-old little cousins who's been talking smack about Madden for weeks on end.
All right, and that was Fast Five, brought to you by Xfinity. At home or on the go, you'll get the fastest internet to all of your devices. And the next generation 10G network only from Xfinity. The future starts now, and it's going to start with Evan Giddings and Matt Steinmetz next on 95.7 The Game.